We follow Jesus from his home, Capernaum. Amen. That, according to the word of God in the book of Isaiah, where Isaiah prophesied that he would move from Nazareth to Capernaum. And we've watched it in a number of different things. Now, let's talk about we're actually majoring here on his absolute will for you, for me, for you, for every human being breathing on this earth to be whole, to be well, to be strong. Amen. That's his purpose. That's his desire. In everything he did. And he never changes, so that's his desire today. Amen? You agree with me on that? Absolutely so. Now then, let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Now, in the healings of Jesus, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll find that there are actually 19 cases. It looks like there's more than that, but just like in this case with the leper that we're about to look at, it's Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and that same case and same incident is reported in all three of those books. So let's go over there then to Matthew chapter 8. And there are things to see in each one of them that we get information from each one that complements the other. Now, chapter 1, 8, Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now, we began talking about this on Monday's broadcast. That this is the big hang-up. Is it your will for me to be well? And is it your will for me to be well right now? And so this man believed that he could, but he didn't know whether he would or not. Now, you remember another man that came to him that the scripture said he had a lunatic son. It threw him in the fire and threw him in the water, tried to kill him and so forth. He said, if you can do anything, he didn't know he could. But now, why do you suppose that was? Well, his disciples couldn't. And that's the only thing he had to go on. So here's both cases. There are people that think that God just can't do that anymore. But now notice, this settles it. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Say it. I will. Really, how can I say that word? It's not necessarily a better translation, but it's a better concept, to put it that way. There are translations that say, of course I will. Why would he say that? Of course I will. He could have just as easily have said, of course I will, son. That's why I'm here. I didn't come for any other reason. I didn't come here to do anything else but heal you. That's why I'm here. That's why I exist in the earth, is to get you well and to get you whole. Hallelujah. That's my mission in life. Of course. course I will. Now think about this man. We know. Well, I'm a little bit ahead of myself. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just go on over there to Mark chapter 1, and we'll look at it from there. Immediately, the leprosy was cleansed. Mark chapter 1, the 40th verse. There came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him. Now, Matthew said, there came a leper and worshiped him. Here we see that he kneeled down to him, saying unto him, if you will, you can make me clean. Jesus moved with compassion. Did you know the scripture says God is full of compassion? And did you also know that in a lot of cases, the same word translated compassion is translated mercy? His mercy endures forever. His compassion endures forever. Why would compassion endure forever? Because compassion is not a feeling, it's a person. Compassion is Him. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Now, let's continue this. He moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. When? Do that. Just like that. Hallelujah. Now we've seen very important, we got a very important information. In both cases, he touched him. Now look at Luke chapter 5. We put all this information together. And we see the full picture of what happened. Luke chapter 5, verse 12. There came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. Ah, now we have a very, very important piece of information. He was stage 4. This means he'd been that way a long time. Now, what is behind then? I know you can, but will you? He's beyond being touched. Now, you notice one account said he fell to his knees. The other one said he fell on his face. Well, which is right? Both of them. He fell to his knees and then he just collapsed over on his face in his presence. And Jesus didn't reach down. No, he got down there with him. I see Jesus just lying on his face right up in that man's face. And he's looking at him just so close to him. Yeah. And he says, oh, of course I will. Amen. Don't you know that just shot through that man's being? But not nearly like it did when he touched him. Oh. He hadn't been touched by anyone other than a leper. And who knows how long. He smells horrible. Old running nasty sores. Nobody wants him even close to him, man. He's lost his family. Everything's gone. He's just before dying here. Full of leprosy. He suffered this a long time. And Jesus said, well, of course I will. Amen. And then, well, and it is very important in my mind that he got down there in the dirt with him. And I don't care what kind of mess you in. I don't care how you foul this thing up. I don't care how much your life stinks. Hey, he'll get in the mud with you, brother. I mean, he'll just crawl in there with you. He'll get in there with you, brother. And Jesus is not untouchable. No, no. Absolutely not. And he got right down in there with him. Then he put his hands on him. There was just enough time there for when he put his hands on him, for that man to think, oh, he's really doing this. He's really touching me. A clean guy is touching me. Somebody clean is touching me. And he doesn't care how I stink. Somebody clean. A holy man that's never done any dope wants to have something to do with me, a crackhead. Oh, yeah, Bubba. Oh, yeah. He wants everything to do with you. He wants to get in the mud with you, man. He'll drag you out of that dunk. He'll drag you out of that place. I'll tell you, he'll put his hands on you. He'll put his hands on your finances. He'll put his hands on anything you will allow him to touch.
Amen.
Amen. It isn't him that's withdrawing. It isn't him that's drawing back. It's you and me. In a lot of cases, it is our not being open and frank with him enough. You know, we judge other people by the nasty things they do and then judge ourselves by our good intentions. Well, you know, we're working on the problem, you know. Come on, get real. And when you talk to Jesus, don't talk in these and thous. Can you imagine what thee and thou and durst must sound like coming out of the mouth of somebody from West Texas? Come on. My thees and thous are, you know, just get completely real. He told the man the truth. I believe he can. I just don't know whether he will or not. Well, hey, if you've had trouble with knowing whether or not it's the will of God, go to him with the same thing. I know you can. Amen. And what's he going to say? Of course I will.
Yes.
Now, let's build faith into that. Father, I believe I receive my healing. According to Mark 11:23 and 24 and 25. Therefore, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it. When you pray, start believing. With the woman with the issue of blood, she started believing while she was praying. Not after she was already believing before she ever got in the street. Now, one of the other accounts said she thought within herself. The Mark's account said she said it. Well, now we've got insight to what was going on in her life. She was thinking about this. She meditated on this. She thought within herself until it got big enough to come out her mouth. And when it got big enough to come out her mouth, she came out the front door. Now, that was right there in Jesus' hometown. I know. You and I both know he knew Jairus because Jairus is leader of the synagogue. We can't tell from the text where he knew this woman or not, but we can get an inkling that he didn't. She's been shut in. She's not allowed out in the street with an issue of blood. And the word translated plague in the Greek means a reoccurring thing. It might have gotten a little better from the doctors, and then it'd get worse, and then better, and then it'd get worse. And this went on a long time. So she's been shut in. So what's she doing? She's talking to people about Jesus. She's hearing about him. People are talking to her about it. And she's meditating on it. And she's thinking on it. And then she's thinking about it. And she thought about it. And she thought about it till faith came.
That's right.
Amen. Faith came. And when faith came, it got in her mouth.
Yes.
It'll do you the same way.
Right.
You start meditating on the Word. You start meditating and thinking about Jesus instead of thinking about all this other stuff. And thinking about Him. And talking about Him.
Yes.
Cut that television off for a while and start just thinking about Him and just meditating on Him. Glory to God. Just don't allow your consciousness to have anything in it but Him for a while until faith comes and it gets in your mouth and you start saying it. And look for the moment when you start getting excited about it. The word you're excited about is the word that'll work for you. Amen. Because faith is causing that excitement.
Yes.
Yeah.
It gets to boiling around in there, and it'll come up, brother. When it does, whoa, I'm going to tell you something. That's when things happen. And, well, let's get right back in here. Thank you, Jesus. Are you excited about this? I am. I am just really, really excited about it. Now, we're here in Luke 5:12. When he was in a certain city, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. He put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Immediately. Say immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately it departed from him. Now, I want you to notice something here. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show himself to the priest and offer for your cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame about him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Now then, let's back up and look at Mark's account again. Mark 1:40. Jesus said, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. It is very, 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 very dangerous to disobey the Master. It doesn't say the results of it. But he flat disobeyed what he said. Well, Brother Copeland, he was just so excited. He should have been excited enough to take care of the kingdom's business first.
Amen.
Amen. That priest went without the testimony. Now, Jesus made this statement in the book of Mark, for unto the other cities, other synagogues, I must go. This man fouled that up. Did you notice that? Look at it. Look at it again. What happened? working. There are people that work for Jesus at the same time work against him. You're so busy doing your ministry, you hadn't got time to inquire of him and find out what your ministry is. And you get off out here on your own. Here's the thing about not inquiring of the Lord. But take a ministry like mine's been all this 51 years. I've been traveling, and that's what I'm called to do. And I get to accepting invitations. I've been guilty of this and hadn't really sought God and where I was supposed to be and when I was supposed to be there. Well, you begin walking by logic progression instead of by faith. Well, you're here and this, and then they want you to come. Okay. Well, and then you have a great meeting. Oh, and then they want you to come over here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you have a great meeting there. I'm getting in trouble. I've been there. I messed things up so bad. If it hadn't been for the mercy of God, I never would have got out of it. And it'll hurt you financially, and it'll hurt you physically. See, disobedience. No, God doesn't put anything on you. But when you're in disobedience, you're in a place, number one, where you can't hear him. Because you're not listening. You're out here doing what you want to do, and you're not listening to him. And it very well could be that the last thing he told you to do, you weren't listening. And you haven't done it. And you heard it, but you didn't pay attention to it, and you just went on doing what you and that you get off a little bit, and before you just keep there, it just keeps getting wider and wider and wider. Just stop it. Hold it. I repent. And step right back over there by faith. Thy will be done. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.